Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Tuesday, December 3rd. Here's what you may have missed on the show this morning. We found out in the year 2037, it's going to be a pretty significant date. That is the year that more babies in the U.S. will be born to parents who have met online rather than offline.
Well, and it's becoming so popular now. I mean, I guess it makes sense. Like, it used to be taboo, and now it seems to be the only way because people are just so busy with their lives, and it's become weirder to connect, too. Like, it's weird if you walk by and start talking to someone if you don't know them, and somehow it's more normal to be online and connect that way, I guess.
Well, being from California, it was normal not to talk when you went to buy people. I remember that when I came down to the South the first time, and I was like a grocery store in the produce aisle, and this woman started talking to me. I'm like, who the heck are you?
Yeah. It's funny you say that because I noticed that when I visited L.A. Like, I'm used to just chatting someone up for no reason, and when I went to L.A., I tried that, and they were like,
we're going to call the police on you. But they did say that 32% of relationships started between 2015 and 19 began online compared to just 19 that happened between 2005 and 2014. So they say that when you look at the logic, they say 2030, half of relationships in the U.S. will begin online. And of those, let's say half of them turn out to be really long-term relationships. Generally, within the first year or two is when you start a family. So therefore, that's how you get the year 2037. Are you suffering from fear of better option?
You know, I think I might be sometimes.
Yeah, it used to be called the, this used to be. There's another one called FOMO, which is the fear of missing out. That's, you know, why you never want to go to sleep. You're going to miss out on something. But now there's something called the fear of better option. And this one is basically it's a situation where you can't make up a decision as to what's going, before you start worrying about making a decision to worry that you're going to miss out.
Well, that's how I feel about, like, even just the menu at Cheesecake Factory. There's, like, 37 pages, and I'm like, if I get this one, though, I'm going to, you know, what if this is better? What if this tastes better? Or the 30 cheesecakes on the list? Like, which one's the best? I can't make up my mind.
And, you know, you end up getting, you're so afraid to make a decision, you end up making no decision at all, and it's very, very stressful. They say it really can commit you from making a choice altogether. Ironically enough, though, it happens more to rich people. So that's their problem, not mine. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
We found out that Frozen 2, as Anna and Elsa's adventures continue, was the highest grossing weekend of Thanksgiving history, made about $123.7 million just in the U.S. alone. And if you have a kid that's obsessed with Frozen 2 and you have a Google-enabled device, such as like your Android phone, all you have to do is say, "Hey, Google, tell me a Frozen story." And believe it or not, Frozen characters will appear on your phone, and you get to choose which one to listen to a short story.
Cool.
I think this is super cute. Yeah, all the characters are so... Having, like, the chance if you're going to bed with your child and you want a short story or just to keep them busy in general so you have a moment to breathe. Like,
5 minutes to go to the bathroom, yes.
Yeah, it's like super cute. It's such a great idea.
It's free. Don't know how long it's going to happen, but Google says they're adding new stories all the time. So, you know, keep checking back and... Therefore, you might get a different story as well. This is kind of interesting because it seems over the last year or two, we've been having whatever there's a meat item, there's a plant-based equivalent of it. So, you know, the Beyond Burger, KFC's working on a plant-based chicken that you can get deep fried. And you were talking about bacon.
Beyond Burger's working on steak and bacon.
Steak and bacon. Mm-hmm. And so it makes it kind of interesting to figure out there's a lot of misinformation out there thinking that because it's a vegan option that it's going to be better for you or you can lose weight or and it's not necessarily true or false, but there's just a lot of misinformation. This is coming from food experts. They're going to talk about three things. They say plant-based foods are completely natural and not processed. That's a myth. And processed, although you tend to think, especially with fast food, as being a dirty word, it really is not a dirty word because of how the government defines a processed food. It's anything that is canned, cooked, frozen, milled, or dehydrated. So apricots, oatmeal, all that stuff is a processed food. better to kind of look on the label and look at the ingredients. The more ingredients you have and the things you can't pronounce, the more processed that we tend to think is bad for you. Mm-hmm. They say another myth is that plant-based foods offer fewer calories and less fat. That's a myth as well. Junk food is junk food.
Yeah, exactly. Calories are calories. It's the coin of the realm because the Beyond Burger has more calories than a beef burger.
Yes.
But it's I like it because nothing had to die when to eat that meal.
Yeah, that's true. And Storm calls it vegan. There's a vegan junk food, too, which I didn't even know was possible.
Yeah,
so
that's
interesting.
I mean, it is vegan junk food because you couldn't eat it every day and and lose weight, you know.
And that's what you say here. You're exactly right that the beef burger actually has less calories and less fat than the plant-based, so that you can't really swap out a greasy cheeseburger for an Impossible burger and expect to lose weight or live a healthier lifestyle. You still need to have a wide variety of food available for you. So consider a lifestyle change there. And finally, when it comes to your plant-based protein, variety is the spice of life. You consider like a bodybuilder that maybe only eats chicken. They can be nutritionally deficient because they're only eating one food. Mm-hmm. Same could be said with plant-based eaters. If you're only eating tofu or you're only eating mushroom or you're only eating legumes, you're not getting the nutrition balance that you need. So that's kind of what that story talked about. We found out when you're giving gifts this holiday season, make sure that you ask this one question. If you're giving a gift, is it something that the person truly wants, or is it going to be adding extra work to their life?
You guys made a great example on the air about, like, if you had given me an ice cream maker. Yeah. I love ice cream, but I'd have to read the directions and go buy everything to go in it and all this other stuff, you know, and I'd be like, okay, you know what? I'll put this in the corner and let's just drive to Baskin Robbins.
And that's kind of what it talks about. They say a lot of times we don't give gifts to people what they really want. We kind of give it to them to kind of nudge them into the person we'd like them to become. Mm. And in essence, because, you know, I like making ice cream, I'm going to give this to you, and then therefore you should like it. In essence, it might be a chore. Some people actually
are like, here's a dress shirt and a new sweater and some new socks. It's like, oh, I'm so glad that this is not remotely my style. But
exactly.
Sure, whatever you say.
Great example. That's a great example there. So that's what they want you to kind of think about. Make sure that you're not giving a chore as a gift. And then apparently Secret Santa is very stressful. This is a survey of about 4,000 workers. And what they found were the younger workers, 78% of younger workers believe that they spent more on a Secret Santa gift than they felt comfortable with in an effort to appear not stingy.
Yeah, they don't want to be the person that's not doing it. That's why you put a limit on something like that.
And you try and do that too, but this was kind of funny when they talked to this as well, is that even when there was a $20 limit, people would somewhat quasi-complain about how the $20 was spent on the gift that they received versus the one that they gave.
Yeah.
So what it kind of was talking about is as boring as it sounds for Secret Santa, especially at the workplace, if there is a $20 limit, get a $20 gift card. Can't go wrong with a gift card. No one's going to complain about a gift card.
You know what people really like?
Right.
A $20 bill.
$20 bill will work as well.
That's true. That's like old school. I used to get so disappointed. Like my one of my relatives would always give me cards, and there'd always just be a $10 bill inside. $10 bill.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is so not creative. Like I would get so bummed because it would always just be a $10 bill. Yes. I was like, ugh. But I think I'm the weird one out on that one. So.
No, just fold it in funny shapes, and therefore it's a gift.
Yeah, right? That's true. But, you know, my other work is actually good about, like, at least letting you opt in, you know? So, like, you don't have to do it. No one's going to care.
Right.
So, but,
well, it was interesting. A fifth of the people in the survey thought that they should actually ban Secret Santa from the workplace because it is so stressful. But 61% have said, actually, it's really good for morale around the office. So just go with the gift card route. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I like that idea.
So there it is, the show for Tuesday, December 3rd. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Hey, see you tomorrow morning. It's a Wet Nose Wednesday.
Yay, farewell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.